and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, bringing us the latest of the World Affairs Brief put out by his dad, Joel Skousen. So, Andrew, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you. So, the main topic, the story in the brief, is a combination of some of the topics that have been coming up lately. It's called Activist Judges Are Undermining the Rule of Law. The courts are taking down states' rights and the constitutional limitations on government power one step at a time, and at a pace much faster than could occur by legislative activism alone. California Supreme Court had the audacity last week to once again flaunt the rule of law by allowing an illegal Mexican immigrant to practice law in California without complying with immigration law. How can an illegal entrant swear to uphold the law of the state and nation in which he lives while in open violation of one of its major provisions? This week, Joel says, I'll also tackle the role of activist judges in pushing the gay rights agenda against traditional marriage. Lawyers are officers of the court and can get disbarred for violating the law. At least they used to when higher courts were less permissive and corrupt. Thanks to activist judges on the California Supreme Court, state cannot deny any education or welfare benefits to illegals who have, in the mind of leftist judges, some sort of protected status. Homosexuals also seem to enjoy this kind of protected status. It's one thing to have equal rights, but it's quite another to have a special status which allows a group to violate another citizen's right to contract and to associate or disassociate as they please. That is what has been lost in the debate over gay marriage and anti-discrimination laws. The denying of rights of those who don't wish to hire, rent, or associate with people who hold moral values different from theirs. And make no mistake, it is a fundamental right not to have to deal with or associate with any other person on your own or contractual property for any reason, be it ignorant, bigoted, or prejudiced. It's part of the defense of property and personal association that is essential to a free society, and it is rapidly being lost in the politically correct call for anti-discrimination. The law can prohibit a person from violating another's right, but no man has the right to demand another person deal with him or her, whether that be in business, the disposition of property, contract, or private affairs. Utah is the latest conservative state to suffer the indignity of having its Defense of Marriage Act overturned by an activist judge. In this case, Robert J. Shelby, on the false grounds of equal protection. Ironically, Judge Shelby, a recent appointee to the bench, was endorsed for confirmation in the Senate by both Utah Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee. It's no surprise that Hatch, a perennial compromiser with the establishment, would endorse a liberal judge. But arch-conservative Mike Lee should have known better. Shelby has been living out of wedlock for many years with a woman and has both gay and lesbian staff members. Shame on Lee for trying to be accommodating. The left is never so accommodating to the right whenever it tries to nominate or confirm a strict constitutionalist to the bench. The attack on Utah was greeted with such an uproarious approbation by the LGBT community, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, because Utah is a bastion of religious and political conservatism and is the home state of the Mormon Church, which, like many Christian churches, does not accept gay marriage, nor does it approve of homosexuality because of biblical condemnation of the practice. Openly lesbian and left liberal political commentator Rachel Maddow couldn't help conceal her delight in asking why a Utah federal judge's ruling Friday feels different, because it's freaking Utah, quote-unquote, she said. Quote, it's just the kind of thing you don't think you're ever going to see, end quote. The legal reasoning behind the Shelby ruling was technically flawed. We have a link in our brief by law professor Lynn Wardle to explain that better. It has implications for some 28 other states with marriage laws similar to Utah. The LGBT movement is looking for the Supreme Court to deliver a second major blow in its favor during the upcoming appeal of the Utah ruling. This bandwagon effect was predicted by Justice Antonin Scalia, who opposed the Supreme Court's attack on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in United States versus Windsor. That decision invalidated the federal law as a state's rights issue, not a federal prerogative. The liberal justices only fall back on states' rights when it serves their political purposes. Now it's states' rights that are the target of pro-gay judges. From a principled legal perspective, Joel says, I'm not an absolute proponent of states' rights any more than I believe in unlimited government at any level. In the early days of the Constitution, most of the call for increased federal power came as a result of rampant violations of citizen and business rights by corrupt state governments. Neither am I a believer in the claim that people ought to be able to decide all issues by majority rule. Fundamental rights are above majoritarian rights. They have to be defended even when the majority wants to violate them. And the only way to do that is to put fundamental rights into above majoritarian voting power. Yes, that's what the LGBT community is arguing, that gay rights trumps the people's rights to decide. They do, but not in all cases. In this case, a false right doesn't trump anything, and the gays are claiming a false right, the right to force others to recognize their relationship and prohibit others from discriminating against them. Sadly, Utah and other states are basing their appeal on two issues, which are weak, and which don't provide a bulwark against bad future interpretations. One, the state's rights issue, and two, the sociological issue that children are best raised by a mother and father in a good relationship. Utah attorneys pointed to social science research that shows children do best when raised by a man and a woman. They argue that by upholding the ban, the state can ensure more children are raised in the optimal environment. While the argument is true in general, heterosexual marriage alone is no guarantee of good performance, and thus it's an easy argument to destroy. All the other side has to do is produce a clear exception to that general rule, have an example of a loving gay couple who is raising a wonderfully happy adopted child, and then the ban becomes an issue of this exemplary pair's rights being violated. As one conservative in Utah wrote, quote, "While I wholeheartedly agree with that statement about children being raised best by a normal marriage, it sounds great, but it misses the entire legal rationale as to why government is involved in recognizing marriage in the first place. So what exactly is a quote-unquote optimal environment, a quote-unquote better functioning adult, or a quote-unquote good relationship?
Hold that thought, Andrew. We're going to a break. We'll be back in a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, World Affairs Brief. And we're simply talking about the efforts of combined marriage, which is the basis of modern-day society. And basically, they're trying to say homosexuality is perfectly normal. Marriage is certainly where men and women get together and raise a child. Homosexuals want to live together? Fine. We can't stop them in a free society, though we may disagree with it and what they're doing. Oh, but, of course, basically the whole idea is to destroy the foundation of our society and destroy marriage, destroy the childbearing and child-rearing. There is an organized effort to destroy the fundamentals of American society. They know exactly what they're doing, and please don't for 1 minute think this is all homosexual. The homosexuals are not powerful enough to do this. There are powerful occult forces working at the highest level of our country today that would destroy America and, of course, transform us into a third world moral nation, destroy the moral fabric of our society. You destroy the nation, and this is a great means of taking us away from the important issues, but also undermining the very moral fabric which once made America the envy of the world. Andrew, go right ahead with this effort to undermine the moral fabric of American society.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. So as we are talking about in the brief, the latest example of this has been an activist judge overturning the Defense of Marriage Act in the state of Utah. Well, this is now heading up to the Supreme Court, and as a conservative commentator in Utah is saying, the arguments that are being presented in favor of the Defense of Marriage Act are weak. He says, legally it's full of holes. There's no need to prove anything of the kind that they're working on at Supreme Court. They're all nothing but spin-off side issues. It's almost as though whoever decided to use this legal rationale is carefully sabotaging the process while appearing to be working on behalf of the state of Utah. If we don't get to the crux of the matter, Utah may lose and lose big. If gay marriage becomes a quote-unquote right, then we'll see anti-discrimination laws kick in and go against us as well as the Mormon Church, end quote.
I think it's so important that people understand this is how they do it. They come up intentionally with false arguments that they know will lose. In other words, our side has been thoroughly infiltrated by people who would change the moral fabric of our society, and they compile arguments that they know are illogical, they're weak, and they will lose. And this is the standard technique because, of course, they've infiltrated the good guy side, and there's nobody speaking for righteousness. Both sides are intent upon destroying the moral fabric of our society, promoting certainly deviant social behavior, and destroying the fabric of marriage. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. So there are a couple of approaches to this that people are taking. There's a defensive approach taken by Senator Lee of Utah, who has introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate to prevent the Internal Revenue Service from denying tax-exempt status to any person or group that refuses to recognize homosexual marriage, and which would ensure that churches are not forced to perform gay marriage. Because we all know what's coming next after they rule that gay marriage is a quote-unquote right, and that is forcing churches, including Mormons and other Christians, to perform gay marriage or face discrimination lawsuits. And while Senator Lee is motivated in the right direction, the problem with that strategy is that it is a Democratic one. And so it is likely to be invalidated by the courts, just like Proposition 8 in California, under the guise that democracy cannot trump rights. Ultimately, Joel says, we have to fight this battle once and for all by declaring what are real rights and what are false rights in a precise constitutional manner. No other argument is going to win the day in the end. He quotes now from his legal view, taken from the World Affairs Brief of August 6, 2010, when this was boiling over after the debate over Proposition 8. In principle, judges should be able to overrule the majority, but only when that majority vote threatens to violate a fundamental right of individual citizens, when rights are correctly defined. And that is the core problem in the current battle over gay marriage, whether there is a fundamental right to have any form of association between two persons of the same sex labeled a marriage and have it recognized by government. Some of the blame for this whole issue of false rights can be laid at the feet of the Constitution's failure to provide a working definition of fundamental rights. Joel says, I'm not blaming the founders. They achieved a giant stride in liberty by only the barest of margins and could not have achieved any more without jeopardizing the entire convention. By this failing to define fundamental rights, allows activist judges to falsely claim that all persons in this country, even illegal aliens, have quote-unquote equal rights to public benefit. It also gives a wide berth to judges like Vaughn Walker, himself a homosexual, to claim that homosexuals have a quote-unquote equal right to marriage, just like anyone else. The long-held conservative notion that the Bill of Rights added to the Constitution the full range of protection of rights is incorrect. In fact, it lists only a few common law civil rights. Even this has provided a bulwark against tyranny for two centuries, but without a legally tight and comprehensive definition of rights, the Constitution fails to prohibit the addition or creation of false rights for politically favored groups at the expense of true universal rights. Let me demonstrate, Joel says, how California courts have created conflicting rights. In saying that illegal immigrants have a right to free medical care and public education, the courts have created a legal structure that forces one group of citizens to serve another through involuntary taking of taxpayers' personal property, money, and redistributing it to others against the owner's will. True fundamental rights cannot exist with such conflicting criteria. Otherwise, the courts could not adjudicate between the demands of conflicting parties without acting arbitrarily. For a right to be truly fundamental to all and non-conflicting, all persons must be able to claim that right simultaneously without forcing another party to serve their needs. Since all cannot claim the right to medical care, education, or welfare benefits without forcing someone to provide the labor, the facilities, and the supplies, these cannot be true fundamental rights. In the same way, there is no quote-unquote right to a job, lest you put the employer in a situation of compulsion. That is why it is always inappropriate for government to mandate criteria for employment or take everyone's tax money and support benefits for selected minorities. In a raw democracy, without limits on the power of the majority to take from the productive class, the magnet of quote-unquote free benefits eventually corrupts more and more participants until the system collapses from lack of productive payers. In principle, even if one person is compelled to serve another's needs, it is wrong, unless the other party has contracted to do so. Failing to understand this crucial point of law is what leads to inevitable conflicts in society. Socialism, which legalizes forced redistribution of wealth and property, is inherently a violation of fundamental property rights and should always be forbidden in constitutional law. Examples of true fundamental rights that are inherently non-conflicting are the right to life, as long as you don't force others to serve your needs through food, etc. The right to accumulate, hold, and control personal property by voluntary exchange of labor and money. The right to voluntarily contract, or not contract, with others. The right to speak freely on one's own or contractual property. The right to self-defense of a legitimate right or property. There are other rights that can be defined by this principle, but they are all related to these. You'll notice that I had to add various clarifying conditions to these statements to keep them correct. That's the problem with excessive generalization about rights that we commonly deal with in public conversation. People think their rights are absolute under all circumstances. but they are not. Individual rights for crowds of people on public property are more complex and beyond the scope of this brief summary. Joel, however, has written extensively on this in the Law and Government section of his website, joelskousen.com, and provides a link to it in the brief. Now, for some specific legal doctrines pertaining to marriage. The legal team challenging Proposition 8 concentrated primarily on the right to marry. But there are actually two separate aspects of rights involved in this case, not just one. The first is the universal right to engage in a voluntary contractual living arrangement, which anyone can do regardless of sexual orientation. They may call it marriage, civil union, or anything else they want. The second issue, however, concerns when it is proper for government to recognize or intervene in such relationships. Gays treat this all as one issue, but they are two separate issues and must be treated differently because of their legal basis. This issue of the right of gays to live together is a separate issue from the claim that government must recognize and give special protections to that civil union. In fact, there is only one reason for government to have cognizance over marriage, and that has to do with children, which a homosexual relationship, of course, cannot produce. When a child, a new and unique life, is created by a man-woman relationship, there comes into existence an involuntary obligation on the part of both parents to serve the needs of that child until it reaches some form of ability or to be self-sustaining. This is the same concept in tort law that binds the perpetrator of an accident to the victim or the victim's property until restitution is provided. Although a person may exercise the freedom to drive a vehicle, once the driver damages another person or his property, he creates an involuntary obligation and is no longer free to simply walk away. That same concept applies to marriage when children are created. The parents already exercised choice in the act of procreation and now are not free to walk away from the consequence. That's where government cognizance of heterosexual marriage comes in and why it's legitimate for government to not allow abortion of that new life being created once conception has taken place. It is a legitimate role of government to defend the fundamental rights of all its participants, including children, even when being grown in the womb. And thus, it has a duty here to see that the child's rights are protected through gestation to maturity, and by extension that the espousal support is maintained by both parents during that period when dependency is necessary. That is the root of all the government laws regarding marriage and its protection. So when Judge Von Walker claims that the right to marry is a fundamental right, he is combining two issues which cannot be joined. The right to have a civil union is not the controversy. To force government to recognize the union as a marriage is the issue, and it's not a fundamental right.
I agree.
This is from a report by Howard Mintz. He says, quote, "In the trial held in January, a high-powered legal team, including former Republican U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson," Joel inserts, "which tells us something about the many liberals and homosexuals that held high positions under globalist George H.W. Bush." Continue the quote. Theodore Olson put on weeks of evidence they argued proved that Proposition 8 violated the rights of same-sex couples. They presented experts to testify on a host of issues, from the history of discrimination against gays and lesbians to the scope of gay-lesbian political clout. These witnesses testified to the harm to gays and lesbians caused by being denied the right to marry. Among other things, the plaintiffs sought to debunk the argument that California's strong domestic partnership laws provide equal status to the same-sex couples who say they've been relegated to second-class citizenship by Proposition 8. Plaintiff lawyers in the city of San Francisco maintain the distinction violates federal equal protection rights. Joel says, Walker accepted all of that and incorporated it into his ruling. Reuters added this, quote, "Throughout the case, Olson argued that the ban discriminated against one segment of the population by denying them the fundamental right to marry and that same-sex marriage was no threat to heterosexuals," end quote. Joel says, the quote-unquote no-threat argument is simply irrelevant, but allowed Walker to focus on sociological evidence and the proof rather than sound legal reasoning. Quote-unquote proof. Governments have no business taking legal cognizance over any voluntary relationship between consenting adults unless there are minors, children present, whose rights must be defended against neglect and or abuse. That is the reason there are penalties and legal sanctions involved in family law. Parents themselves are also afforded special status under the law when raising children and are given wide leeway to act because of the umbrella of law that protects their status as parents. Homosexuals know this, and that is why they have never been satisfied with quote-unquote civil union.
Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment here. But there's a definite effort to undermine the fabric of marriage.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Dan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skelton from World Affairs Brief. And Andrew, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, how they can get copies of your father's books on how to prepare for the very difficult times to come. Lie ahead, strategic relocation of building a safe home or a safe room in your home. But go ahead, tell people how they can start to get in touch with your dad and his ministry.
Fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There they can find a large button that will help guide them through the process of signing up for the brief. They can also see many of the news stories that we post on that website. We are continually updating that website with links to news stories that we think help supplement people's news browsing. There is also a link to joelskousen.com. That is our other website that lists all of the works by my dad, Joel, in There's also information on joelskousen.com, such as we just mentioned, about his philosophy on law and government and some of the principles about fundamental rights. It's a very, very useful reading there. On that website, there are lists and descriptions of all of his works. The top-selling book right now is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This book is very popular because it goes through all of the threats that we see facing us in the future, and then highlights some of the areas in North America. It goes through the world in general, but specifically is in North America, about places that are safer to ride things out. It lists some of the threats and how to mitigate them through various strategies. And once people develop a strategy to get to a safe place in hard times or to move there now and establish things, they will probably want to get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is a large 700-page book that covers all aspects of securing a residence and property, as well as adding alternate energy aspects into things. If they are planning on just doing a smaller scale project, there is a book called The High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Security Vault in the Home. And this book highlights a do-it-yourself project to remodel a room, preferably in a basement, with do-it-yourself plans that are complete within the book. And that is a smaller book. And all of those three titles are available on our website. But if you want to call and order those, you should call into Radio Liberty and get those through you. Right, Dr. Stan?
That's right. And they can do that by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. And we're moving into some very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. So much of what's going on just doesn't make sense today unless you understand there's an organized effort to undermine the very fabric of our society. And you need to prepare yourself for the difficult times that lie ahead. You certainly should not be living in one of the major cities, because there's going to be increasing turmoil and violence there. We're already beginning to see the racial gangs, certainly, and of course, that's because of course the use of sodium, of the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the water supply is massively increasing the amount of lead in the blood of blacks and leading to criminal activity. They know what they're doing. They're actually promoting this sort of thing. The average American doesn't understand that there is an organized effort to move us into a period of chaos and crisis, and you're going to have to start making preparations to protect yourself and your family, and this is the time to do it. And these books will help you thinking about this and making your plans accordingly. I will tell you, we know people in Washington, D.C., who live there and work there, but they're setting aside areas where they can go and take their families to protect themselves. You should be thinking along these lines as well. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, as we are talking about this undermining of the fabric of society, we're discussing the attacks on the Defense of Marriage Act that are currently going through the courts, and we're helping establish some of the legal basis for why there needs to be a defense of this and what some of the nuances within the law really are. Of course, one of the biggest complaints about homosexuals with not being able to define their civil unions as a quote-unquote marriage is that they can't get some of the same benefits as married couples do from employers and from the government and supposedly under tax laws, etc. And Joel is simply pointing out here that the reason that there are different provisions made for a marriage largely has to do with the kernel of how to provide for children that are engendered under a union of a heterosexual couple. And this most of all of these laws and provisions stem from something about that. He says governments have no business taking legal cognizance over a voluntary relationship between consenting adults unless there are minor children present whose rights must be defended against neglect and or abuse. That is the reason there are penalties and legal sanctions involved in family law. Parents themselves are also afforded special status under the law when raising children and are given wide leeway to act in their behalf because of the umbrella of law that protects their status as parents. Homosexuals know this, and that is why they have never been satisfied with civil unions. Civil unions don't allow them to harness the power of government to force others into accepting their union as a marriage or special status under the law. They also know that with legal recognition as a marriage, they can gain official acceptance and therefore demand protection from discrimination. They want legal sanctions against anyone who disapproves of them. Joel says, as I have explained in past briefs, anti-discrimination laws cut two ways. One, they grant extra rights to some, and they deny to others the fundamental right to make exclusionary judgments about who they will or will not associate or do business with. Too many people have grown ignorant of the right and importance of making discriminating judgments. You can't run your life without making such judgments, even if you claim you don't judge. Everyone does, even if only subconsciously. Without that core freedom, you aren't free to hire or fire who you wish. You aren't free to choose whom you will rent a house or room or who you will serve in business. Even though most would decry making exclusionary decisions based upon race, for example, you can't lose one type of freedom to judge without opening the door to government taking away all such judgments. It's like free speech. Even though we may disapprove of what some people say, we must defend the right to say it. Conservative Charles Cooper is in charge of the defense team on the Defense of Marriage Act and got led into the trap of arguing that it is, quote, reasonable to fear that allowing same-sex marriage would undermine heterosexual marriage, end quote.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Desk.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. You must understand that the Trade County American Society pointed the relationship between men and women, marriage, which of course is a God ordained institution aimed at producing children and protecting them, this is under attack today. And remember, the power of the homosexuals has never been their own power. It has been the power of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is intent upon destroying the moral fabric of our society. And, of course, getting us off on all sorts of side issues as they move to the centralization of power over every aspect of our life, and ultimately the destruction of the moral fabric of our society. That's why they've taken over our schools. That's why they removed God and prayer and the Ten Commandments from our schools and moral teaching, and why when most of our young people complete school, why they no longer believe in God. Well, go ahead, Andrew. We'll pick up the last segment of the program here.
Thank you. Well, conservative Charles Cooper, who led the defense of Proposition 8, was led into the trap of arguing that it is, quote, reasonable to fear that allowing same-sex marriage would undermine heterosexual marriage, end quote. Judge Walker dismissed this out of hand by proclaiming that there was no empirical evidence for this. Cooper did correctly note that it was self-evident that the purpose of marriage was procreating and raising children. Quote, you don't have to have evidence, unquote, to prove that the purpose of marriage is to bear and raise children, he said in the closing argument, citing legal precedent. Otherwise, marriage is a mere live-in relationship of convenience. Reuters at the time reported, quote, Walker subjected Cooper to a barrage of questions, turning the lawyer's closing arguments into cross-examination about the purpose of marriage, the state's role, and whether gays deserve special court protection akin to racial minorities, Joel says, showing his bias toward establishing immunity from judgment for gays. Cooper contended that the only way to invalidate Prop 8 was to prove there had been absolutely no good reason or rational basis for millions of Americans to back it, end quote. Joel says, believe me, granting gays the status of quote-unquote marriage will give them grounds to claim immunity from discrimination as well as quote-unquote equal time to promote their lifestyle in every public forum, including public schools. That is precisely what has happened once Massachusetts legalized gay marriage. The only ultimate protection from this kind of right to propagandize to children in public schools is to make all education private so that people can evade indoctrination and take their education support dollars with them to whatever school, public or private, that they choose. Well, there are a lot of complex issues with the Defense of Marriage Act, Dr. Stan. In our opinion, of course, the most important issue for us facing this is the ability to act to have the right to associate or disassociate with people. We're seeing, of course, much more situations in Utah, in Texas, and elsewhere where people are objecting to homosexual marriage but are being forced to provide cakes or wedding photography, etc., for these kinds of events. They are not being allowed to exercise their right to not contract with people who they choose not to, based on whatever reason that they want to. Well, that's a rather difficult and complex subject that we've gone through with a brief. Some of the other stories in the brief this week are about China. China has recently ordered fishing vessels out of the South China Sea. It's one thing to make grandiose claims about territorial sovereignty in international waters, but it's another thing to threaten military action against those who continue to operate in open waters. In announcing that fishermen must get permission from China to enter the waters of the South China Sea, China runs the risk of pushing the international community too far, permissive as they are about China, and to force them to threaten counteraction. Frankly, Joel says, I'm surprised China is becoming so aggressive and pushy this fast. Bill Gertz of the Washington Free Beacon has the details. Quote, China has ordered foreign fishing vessels to obtain approval from regional authorities before fishing or surveying in two-thirds of the South China Sea, setting up the potential for new confrontations between Beijing and its neighbors over maritime sovereignty claims to disputed islands. Under the new regulations, all foreign fishing boats that transit into a new Hainan Island, which is a southern island off of China, southwest of Hong Kong and just east of Vietnam. Administrative zone in the sea, an area covering two-thirds of the 1.5 million square mile South China Sea, must be approved by Chinese authorities as part of a policy of enforcing Chinese fisheries law. Chinese law states that any ship that violates the fishing regulations will be forced out of the zone, have their catch confiscated, and face fines of up to $82,600. In some cases, fishing boats could be confiscated and the crew prosecuted under Chinese law. It is the first time China has made a clear legal claim to disputed fishing grounds claimed by Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and other states in the region. A Chinese maritime patrol boat struck a Vietnamese fishing boat in January 3rd near the Paracel Islands in the first incident under the new rules, according to Vietnamese state media. The Chinese used tasers and batons to subdue the fishermen and confiscated their 5-ton catch of fish along with fishing equipment. The incident was reported on the website Fisherman Stories. At stake in the dispute are key issues of international freedom of navigation and China's attempt to seize and control waters known to contain large fishing grounds in addition to untapped reserves of oil and natural gas. Then last month, a U.S. Navy-guided missile cruiser nearly clashed with a Chinese warship in the South China Sea near Hainan Island as the U.S. ship, the USS Cowpen, monitored Chinese naval maneuvers, end quote. Joel says, instead of taking an aggressive stance against China backed by international law, Secretary of State John Kerry was conciliatory and said in Manila on December 17th that the United States wants maritime disputes in the region resolved peacefully. China only respects power, and the U.S. knows that, but isn't willing to do anything to stop her. Continuing the Bill Gerth quote, declaration of the new Hainan fishing zone also appears to be designed to gradually force Southeast Asian states, Japan, and the United States to accept Chinese maritime encroachment. Vietnam and China clashed militarily several times in the past 30 years over the Paracel Islands, which are included in the new zone. Chinese ships fired on two Vietnamese fishing boats in 2005, killing 9 people. Video from Vietnam posted.
We're out of time, Andrew. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going, and they're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you must understand that America is under attack today from within. China has been created by our government. You go back and study what happened in 1949. We brought the communists to power there. Why? You need an enemy so you can rally the people behind what I call the invisible government that really runs America. The same thing is true with Russia. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927 to show how the people who run America created Russia, created the communist movement, so we'd have an enemy, and then you rally the people behind our government in the name of protecting us from those wicked communists as point by point by point. We adopt ever more government control over our lives here. It's a great charade, and the average American has little idea understanding what it's all about, because there are powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes, largely controlling what the American people think and believe. Certainly you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD, or the CD, or you can get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling 1-800-544-8927, and you have our permission to copy anything that we have produced ourselves and duplicate it and get it out, as long as you're not doing it primarily for profit. If you charge a little something to cover your expenses, we understand that. But get the information out. People have to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, because behind this move towards a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion are powerful and truly demonic spiritual forces. Well, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, on population control, the secret agenda, haven't they gotten our 4-CD set on the secret government or our 4-CD set on secret societies? You really need to get it. You need to understand that there really are powerful supernatural forces at work today, and they are using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this one-world government. Things are moving. They're moving very rapidly. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis here in the United States. They're doing everything they can. Cloward and Piven, two socialists, communists many years ago, said, you know, we can destroy America from within by simply spending it to oblivion. And that is why we have the largest financial debt that anyone has ever known. They talk about the debt of $17.3 trillion and growing on a regular basis, growing $1 trillion a year. But this is being done intentionally because, of course, it is not simply the current debt. It is the generally accepted accounting principles debt that every corporation in America must use when they determine their pension and other liabilities. And certainly the gap debt of America is well over $87 trillion. It'll never be paid off. The whole thing is going to go bankrupt. We're going to be moving into a financial crisis this year, at least according to Cheryl Zeleny, at least according to John Williams at shadowstats.com. Prepare yourself financially for the destruction of the financial structure of America. That is what planned, and out of that they hope to bring about a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Protect yourself. Make your preparations. We're moving into some very, very difficult times. Our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network for 5 hours.